This is On Target with Penny Wolfgang, a program that takes an inside look at what is happening in Western New York with news, features, and special guests. Now, here's your host, Penny Wolfgang.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to On Target with your host, Penny Wolfgang. We're so glad to talk to you every week, and we try to talk about subjects that are important and interesting and educational and sometimes helpful and fun. I put that in because that's today's subject, because I recently had occasion to meet two of the loveliest women here in Western New York, and they are running a business that actually is geared towards local women, artists and people who have creative instincts, women. But the whole focus is, as we know lately, especially upon small businesses and supporting local businesses. And need I say, we have a big emphasis on women-owned businesses, not only here in Western New York, but in the whole country. And not only that, but I have that interest. So, and it's my program, so I get to talk about what I like. So I read about and then met these two lovely women who have a Buffalo Women's Consortium. And it is, I'm going to let them tell you about it in the studio talking to me now through the magic of technology. So we're socially distanced, but really, really far apart, right? Hi, Holly Doyle. Hi, Holly.
Hi, how are you? Thank you so much for having us.
I'm really excited to let our listeners know about this business and about you. Let's start with you. How did it come about that you are the owner of this very unique gifts, handmade gifts, and other artistic materials here in Western New York? How did you come up with this idea?
Well, you know, Jen and I met a few years ago. She and I both have side businesses where we repurpose furniture, and we met kind of spontaneously through a recommendation of someone. We got together and immediately bonded over coffee. And in the time of that conversation, and in subsequent conversations that happened, I'd say a good year and a half, we talked about, you know, all the anxieties that are happening and in our society. And we thought that women are so strong. Women have the capacity to move mountains if they collectively put themselves together. And wouldn't it be wonderful to have an organization that just supported women and their passions and gave them a purpose? So finally, a year and a half ago now, we just decided to do it. So we put together Buffalo Women's Consortium. It was just me, Jen, and one other woman who were under a tent at a festival, the Flutterby Festival on Elmwood Avenue. And when we started talking about it at the festival, our concept of developing an organization of women makers, the response was overwhelming, and so many women wanted it. So we knew that we had something magical that could happen. And then over the course of several months, we kind of came up with different ideas. And last holiday season, we won the chance to have a free pop-up storefront through the city of Buffalo. It was called Queen City Pop-Up. And we had a free storefront in the Market Arcade building through the holidays. We also planned a big holiday event back when we could have events. And we had, simultaneously, we had our little store pop-up, and then we had a big event where we showcased 20 female artists at basically a craft show. And it was very successful, and we kept on attracting more and more makers. And at the end of the pop-up in the storefront, we realized that we could make this a feasible business, and we signed a lease with the Market Arcade. And we opened our doors with about 20 members on February 1st, and then, as we all know, on August 16th, 6 weeks later, we had to shut our doors because of COVID. So
April.
No, it was March.
No, I mean, you said August. You said...
Oh, I'm so...
Yeah, I know.
Oh, I'm sorry. We opened their doors in February, and then...
I know what
March
you meant.
16th.
I know what you meant.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. We all know.
So then we had, 20 members that we were responsible for. We scrambled. We brought everything home to our basement. We operated out of our basements, put everything online, and started producing masks through one of our member organizations, So Ready, which is comprised of local refugee women. And Jen and I produce hand sanitizers. So we delivered all around Western New York thousands of masks and hand sanitizers, which is what got us through those first couple months of being shut down. And then ultimately we left our lease at the Market Arcade and found a spot in Williamsville. And now we have over 50 female artists and artisans, all from Western New York. Everything, I would say 98% of what we sell is handmade or repurposed or a combination of both, all right here in Western New York. So not only are we supporting, not only are we a local business, but we're a local business filled with other local businesses. And what we're creating, what we're trying to create is this community of makers where we can also inspire others to be part of us.
It's amazing to me in several different aspects, but how you could adjust and when, here you were just starting this business and just getting really probably known and putting everything together, and here comes this most horrible pandemic, and still you could find a way to be productive, with using refugee women to help make masks and sew. That, I mean, it's so creative and so innovative. It just shows, again, the power of women. I mean, really, Holly, only women could do this, don't you think?
Jen and I laugh all the time. When we go over our story, we laugh all the time. We call ourselves the queens of resiliency. But you're so right. When women put their minds to it, they can do, we have the power to do things. And so often women are, throughout history have been disregarded, have not, had their voices matter. And I think now is the time where women are saying, we're going to do this. We're here, listen to us, and our time is now. And we're really thrilled to have such great response from people. People who come into our store not only love the beauty, which is comprised of these gorgeous items that our members create, but I can't tell you the overwhelming feeling that people relate to us. They say that there's just this great energy. And Jen and I always say it's because everything here is made with love. And when you create this energy out of goodness, it just is like this synergy that goes out into the universe. And we're so thrilled that it's happening.
It's not just a thing. It's something made with love, which makes a big difference. So, in case you just tuned in, I want to tell you that the enthusiastic and wonderful woman I'm talking to now is Holly Doyle, and she and her partner Jen Stockman, who I found out is too shy to be on Target with us, but they are the creators of this Buffalo Women's Consortium, which is now a shop, a store, which we're talking about now. And the whole idea, when you came up with it, as you said, was to showcase women's creativity, I think, right? How did you, I guess from what you're saying, how'd you come up with the, how'd you find the women? How'd you find the artists to join you?
So they honestly have been finding us, which we find remarkable. When we pivoted, and went online. Well, we've always known and understood the power of social media. So So Jen is wonderful at creating great posts. We both kind of tag team, but she's really kind of taken that over. And through Instagram and Facebook, we both have an Instagram account, Buffalo Women's Consortium, and on Facebook, Buffalo Women's Consortium -BWC. People have been following us, and you know, I think. You know, I'll just tell you a quick little story of someone who many people may know and love. She's such a a hugely loved woman in Buffalo. Her name is Annie Adams, and she was known as a jewelry maker for decades in Buffalo. And she started. I don't know if you're familiar with Second Chic consignment stores. She opened a couple different locations of consignment stores that have been hugely successful. But then she kind of put her jewelry making to rest because she was busy building this business. Annie was one of the beautiful people in Western New York who opened their arms to us when we were kind of homeless and were out of the... canceled our lease at the Market Arcade, and we didn't know what we were going to do, and we decided maybe we could do pop-ups in the area. And Annie opened up Second Chic in Williamsville, and we had a weekend-long pop-up there that was very successful. But while we were there, we inspired her to start creating jewelry again, and now we're so thrilled to be the only store locally that carries Annie Adams jewelry. And so I think that's what's happening. To answer your question, is yes, there are some people who, let's face it, because of COVID, all these artists and artisans who used to make their living off of the summertime shows and fairs and the holiday shows and fairs, they don't have a place to sell. So some of them are reaching out to us because they just, you know, they need and want a place to put their things out there. But then there are so many, like Annie, who are yearning for that creative element in their life again. You know, we're stuck inside, and I feel like women, all women have this creative side to them, and it's the best time now to tap into that. So she, you know, reached out to us to see if she could become a member. And there's story after story of our amazing members. I know Jen and I know them all so well and could tell you bits and pieces about all of them. We love when people come in and we can explain a bit about the maker. And, you know, when people buy something, they know a little bit about the story of the piece that they buy. But people just reach out to us.
So that is a way, of course, and it's word of mouth, really, is what you're saying. You know, and also it's probably not that big of a community. When you mentioned Annie Adams, I remember so many years in a row seeing her beautiful jewelry at the Allentown Art Festival.
Right.
Plus, shout out to Annie. She's the most outgoing. I've been to Second Chic many times, and she's the most outgoing, kindest, elegant, beautiful person. You'll have to tell her to listen that we're talking about her, but she's so talented. But the point is that you're making is, yes, there was no Allentown art show. There was no pop-up holiday markets around. I mean, all of the things that we kind of rely on. So that's why it's so important that we have you guys to take their place in a way. Also, I wanted to talk a little bit about the fact that you are using social media. For example, you had classes at one point, right? That you were giving
for... Yes, we still do. We're still doing them very... You know, we're being very safe. We're being very conscientious. Yeah. So we have... knitting, crocheting. We just had a vision board workshop, which was spectacular. We're organizing a cookie decorating workshop. So yes, we have, our store has two rooms. The first room is exclusively retail. The second room, you walk back, and it also hosts retail items, but we have, it's kind of like a working room. It's set up like a parlor, and we call it the stanza donne, which in Italian means woman's room. And that's the ambiance you kind of feel when you go back there. And in back there is where we have our classes. And we do have a back door that we open up because we were very conscientious about COVID, and we want everyone to be safe. We keep the back door open whenever we have classes. We sanitize every night. We have an industrial steamer that we sanitize everything. And, you know, when we first opened, we hoped we could have, like, maybe, you know, 8 people in our classes, but due to COVID, we're curtailing that to about 4 people so that everyone feels very safe. All of our items are, well, not all of them. We have about 400 items on our website, and then we also have a tab that lists our classes and workshops. And our website address is buffalowomensconsortium.org.
Now, with my total ignorance, not only are you talking to the least creative person on the face of the earth, but also, trust me, it's I can't even wrap a package. You know, when I hand it to my daughter in a bag, it came in. She says, you know, Mom, this is not presentation. Presentation is everything. This is not a good presentation, you know. So, so in the meanwhile, I wanted to, and also on the internet. That's what I was about to tell you. That's not my biggest forte. So it said that you hold Facebook Live shopping sessions to support. How does that work? What can people do?
So we have a group. So if you go to our Facebook page, Buffalo Women's Consortium-BWC, and you go to our groups, we have, it's called Buffalo Women's Consortium Shopping, and you can sign up to be a member of the shopping group. And we started this when we were closed and operating out of our basements, and we would have live shopping events, and we just had one for Black Friday. You can still see the video, but basically what we do is, now that we're in the store, we'll walk around the store. What I did for this one was I went alphabetically by last name of each of our artists and highlighted, you know, showed one or two of their items. I, you know, talked a bit about the artist, a bit about the item, gave the price. And then people can either, you know, comment live while we're filming, and then we reach out to them for payment and delivery options. Or they can go to our website, purchase on our website, or they can call us on the phone. Or finally, they can, you know, come in. They might see something that they really like, but they want to check out more, or they really want to feel it and touch it while we're open. They're still able to do that. But a very nice thing that we have, I know that you know this, Judge, is that we're in a plaza. So curbside delivery for us is not on the street curb. It's curbside delivery is super easy. You can pull your car up right next to the shop. And if people want curbside delivery, they just need to let us know and then pull up. We come out to the car, ask their name, and we just hand them their bag. And they can prepay or pay you right there. So
doing everything to make it easy and COVID-free. I have not asked you this, Kristen. Oh, by the way, even though I'm not good at the internet and I'm not creative, I'm very, very good at shopping. That is absolutely one of my best.
So,
it's my passion. So, I'm obsessed with shopping. So, I always tell everybody that. So, located, we mentioned a few times we didn't mention exactly where you're located. And I learned it because it's a place that I shouldn't tell everybody this, but it's kind of on my walking route. It's not too far from where I live. And the main part is it's sort of behind a plaza mm-hmm. where you have to kind of look for it. So I'm going to leave it up to you to describe it.
Yeah, we're in Williamsville at the corner of Main and Garrison, and we call it the Yotality Plaza because Yotality is front and center, right on the main, facing Main. And our store faces Garrison, so we're on the side, and we're the very last storefront in that plaza. And a huge parking lot is behind it, so if you park in the parking lot and come and just walk toward Yotality, you're passing right by us. And we have a big feather flag in the parking lot and a big sign in our window.
And another kind of practical question is, how do you spell consortium? And do people have to know that, or do they just do BWC?
As savvy as I like to say I am about the internet, I haven't figured out how to link BWC to our website. That's one thing I'm going to hire someone to do.
Okay, so you have to spell it for...
Yeah, so it's Buffalo Women's Consortium. It's CONSORTIUM.
It's a really good word for Scrabble and everybody to find out.
Yeah.
And then I was thinking...
I'm a word worm. And when we were coming up with it, I was like, it's like a consortium, isn't it?
Yes.
And Jen was like, yeah, it is.
Yes, yes. Holly, you mentioned before that you started originally when all this horrible COVID came and the pandemic and you had to close... this shop that you had in the Market Arcade, that you started with face masks, and I didn't ask you this, but you had some background in organic skincare as well.
So I also have a company called Oils by Holly, and everything I make in that business are things that I created either because I really, really needed them or I really, really love them. So I created organic cleansing oils because I had very aggravated skin, and that was the quickest way for me. I mean, it's been a life changer for me, so I'm happy to share that with the world. I make night cream and lip balm, and I love candles, so I started making candles. You know, bath salts, hand sanitizer I kind of made out of a need. But I just, you know, truly my passion, whatever my passion is, I try to figure out a way to make it myself. And it's fun, and now it's becoming, you know, a little business for myself. And I would be remiss if I didn't mention Jen. Jen has a business, Jen Stockman Designs, and one of her biggest sellers is she makes handmade napkins that started out as a project with her and her daughter using fabric scraps from her furniture business and turning them into reusable napkins with a nod to the environment, which is really a huge passion for both Jen and I.
And I think a lot of the products that you have are also not just organic but environmentally friendly, correct?
Yeah.
Should have asked you that.
And, you know, I urge people, if they're interested, to read under the About tab of our website, because, you know, we really try to adhere to a lot of things that are very important to us. And we explain it all, including the environment and, you know, the Black Lives Matter movement. We have several of our makers who are African-American women, and we're so happy to support them because, you know, oftentimes they are not heard, just like women, you know, and, you know, women in general tend to be not heard. So we're proud to be supportive of them. And yes, the environment to us is the key to the future for our children. So we really pay attention to that when we make and when we look at our potential members.
We have covered so many important bases and checked so many important boxes here in our conversation on Target today. The environment, small businesses, women's empowerment, women's creativity. Did I miss anything? Did I miss anything, Holly, that we talked about?
I don't think so.
That was important.
I think we touched on everything.
And how to spell consortium.
Yeah, that's the most important.
Okay.
But we'd love to see people, and if you come in and you are influenced by this broadcast, please let us know. We'd love to hear.
Yes, I would too. When you go, just I want you to say hello to Jen, who's shy. And I found out you guys are there all the time, probably, or
yes,
pretty much, especially
either,
this time of year.
Yeah, the problem is that because we have so many items and so many members, at this point, we really, no one else can be there for us because we're the only ones who know what's going on. So either Jen or I will definitely be there.
That's what happens. But it's so important because you care so much and you have such knowledge that it's helpful to the people that come. And besides,
right,
I found out it's just really so wonderful to come and to talk to Holly and Jen. It's a wonderful, heartwarming experience just to find out
Thank
their stories
you.
And to visit. So we really appreciate. I'm going to just the very last time ask you for the email address or the Facebook address or the internet address and the real address.
Yep. Our website is buffalowomensconsortium.org. Our Facebook is Buffalo Women's Consortium -BWC. Our shopping group is under our Facebook page, and our Instagram handle is Buffalo Women's Consortium. Our email address is 716BWC.com, and, oh wait, I'm sorry, 716BWC@gmail.com, and our hours of operation are Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday, 11 to 4, and our location is at the corner of Main and Garrison in the Yotality Plaza.
And
I just want to mention, this weekend we are having a little, we were going to have like a nice big open house event, but we're downscaling it a little bit because of COVID. But we are still going to have some nice surprises. We're having a live sitar player who will be there. I think he's coming at 3 o'clock. If no one has ever heard of a sitarist, it's the most beautiful, relaxing music. And Narayan is our one and only male member because we love him so much and all of our events.
Our token male. Well, I hope all the listeners who are listening early in the morning on Saturday, we'll have a chance to see you, and in any case, we'll visit you at a different time. And thank you so much for speaking to us. It's been a real pleasure. Take care, and we will see you soon. And to our dear listeners on Target, we will be back again next week, same time, same place. Please join us, and thanks for listening, and be safe.
You've been listening to On Target with Penny Wolfgang, a program that takes an inside look at Western New York and our community. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write to Penny Wolfgang at 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14226.